Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Was going to say, I was Julia Cannon because we're twinning.
We are. Can you tell which one is who? Who is
Who's
who? Which is which? I'm
That's
not,
right.
whatever the proper lang English is.
I don't know. I thought you were calling us witches, which was kind of cool too.
I yeah, which is which? Witchy witch.
Late because of Julia, just so you know.
It is me, caused by a question from Tracy. So who is it really?
Oh, what is a what do they call that? Witch Julia way too late. Okay. I love it. I love the behind the scenes comments we get from producers. Anyways, yes. Sorry, I was adjusting my new light, which I was asking Julia, is the new light helping? Because, there's not a lot of light in this room. And she said, I don't know. Try turning it off.
Yeah, turn it off so I can tell the difference because I don't
Right?
remember from last week.
And why would she? I wouldn't remember her lighting. And so I went to turn it off and the whole thing fell and went behind my desk and I had to crawl under it. You guys, it was a
It, everybody. You missed
it was a production.
you got it all done.
Anyway, I'm
Yeah,
just
all
saying
good.
the shadow of Mercury in retrograde goes till January 3rd, and that would be a Mercury thing. And I was telling her earlier, I made a whole recording. So any of you who watch me on my YouTube, I made a whole recording for you guys today. And I want you to intuitively tune into it because I forgot to turn the microphone on. Well, I didn't forget to turn it on. I apparently bumped the microphone and it hit the mute, which it is what it is.
It's very sensitive.
It's like I went to download it. I'm like, why isn't there any sound? And I'm like playing with it. And then I went and looked at the microphone and it's blinking, which means it's muted. Anyway, so that was my day. How are you guys? Tell me about what's going on for you.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, and see, I would take that, when we when clients, sometimes that happens when clients have sessions and something happens to the equipment and we don't have a recording or the sound goes out, something happens. And what do we usually say about that?
You got what you needed to get because obviously you're not going
Yeah,
to do
if
it
for
again.
whatever reason you were not, it wasn't intended for you to hear that afterwards. You got what you needed right there, and this is where we trust the SC. We do the best we can. So whatever you were saying,
Whatever I was saying, you guys were not meant to hear it. Must have been
apparently.
pretty good. So,
Yeah, you were meant to hear
and
it.
I don't remember it either.
I was going to
That's
say you were meant to hear it, but
because I
not
was
them.
channeling it. So, I don't remember what it was either. I remember there was gateways opening up and there was some interesting looking portals and triangular shapey things. I
Okay.
remember that. So there you have it. That's what I remember. That's what you get.
So it's just not time for everyone to hear yet what you said. So,
I'll try again tomorrow.
okay. Yeah, and maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll
Okay.
be ready then.
Oh, the beautiful energy update. Do you want to tell people what you want them to do first?
Absolutely. Everybody, before, so we can see, I can't even talk now. What did you do to me? What happened? Tell us where you're from. That will light up your part of the grid. That's huge. Shine your light. Let us know where you're from. And then Tiffany's going to let me know, let us all know so we can see that we're not alone in this world and we're like-minded people. You're not alone. I don't know what's going on with my brain. I am not talking right.
Maybe Julia's going to channel in the message that I was trying to get to you guys today. Maybe. That's why you're not thinking. It's
Could be. I mean, something that's
I mean,
weird.
we're
When I get
obviously on
off of what
this.
I'm trying to say, I can talk. But when I'm trying to say something,
You can't. It's a nope. If Tracy couldn't talk today, neither can you, because we did not plan our outfits. I'm not kidding. I keep
We
looking
did
at that
not.
going. We look so 20. totally gonna have to plan this when we're in person in Asheville.
Yes.
Just get up there in our same outfits.
So energy
So,
update. We're in a
energy
shadow.
update. We are going into a Capricorn moon, I believe is what that is. Anyways, the energy is shifting around to where things will come up that you're ready to forgive. I think that's pretty cool, right?
That
We're
is
going
cool.
into a new year. So, you know,
Perfect timing.
forgiveness is beautiful. Yeah. Matter of fact, this is
Clean
our second
slate.
show. So happy new year. But yeah, it's so we're going into a time where we're gonna get more optimistic about things. We're gonna feel more like moving forward with some things, which I think is also that Mercury, you know, trailing out of the shadow period and moving forward again fully. But yeah, the forgiveness piece was a big part. You're gonna projects that you started, you might be inspired to start them again or set that aside and go do something new, but you're gonna feel like going forward with something. So that's
And
gonna
this
be good.
starts when?
That is the Capricorn new moon. So or the is it the full moon? Yeah. Hold on, I gotta go back to what I was watching in order to get that information for you. It doesn't give a date for the start of that. Oh yeah, it does, the 30th.
Oh, okay,
So
soon, very soon.
yeah, couple of days. So yeah, that'll be awesome. We can end our year forgiving and getting all wound up for something new. And I'm gonna be doing a vision board. What about you guys? I find my vision boards do pretty good. I had Arizona on there, Sedona Rocks in particular. And I went to Sedona twice this last year. So I
You
thought,
were hanging off the Sedona rocks.
I was hanging off of them.
Were.
I was dangling my
Yeah, you were up close and personal with those Sedona rocks.
in a good way, in a good way. And yeah, and then the year before that, oh, I know what the year before that was. I put Hawaiian Airlines because I wanted to go to Hawaii, right? And I put Hawaiian Airlines as the airplane taking me to Hawaii. And I ended up flying to Hawaii on Hawaiian Airlines, but I got to go to Hawaii twice. So where do I want to go twice this year?
I'm gonna say that's interesting. Goes on your vision board. Apparently, you go twice.
I know. It's happening twice now. And so, anyways, yeah, so do your vision boards, you guys. Get it kind of clear in your head and put it out there. I got some fun ideas. My sister and I went shopping today and got some decoration, you know, like cute little stickers and fun things to put on our vision boards. And we're going to be doing those on New Year's Day. So do
Cool.
some vision boards. It's kind of a fun thing to do, and it's a great way to just have some fun with friends. So, and if Julia was as close as she looks like she is to me, because you know we dress the
We
same,
would do it,
she'd be doing
definitely.
a vision board with me.
Yep. And we'd pull Tiffany in there too, and we'd all do it.
We'd all do it. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, actually, Tiffany, you'll be close by in February. I might make you
Maybe
do one.
that's a project.
Project. That would be
Yes.
fun.
So, speaking of Tiffany, we do have Tiffany here. Thank you, Tiff, for being here and be our moderator. So, go
Nope,
ahead.
unmute,
Go ahead,
say
Gracie.
yes,
I
hi.
saw it go off.
I was gonna say hi. That's all. We want you to say hi. Yeah, very cool. And she's got her
Great.
shirt on too. You just can't see it. Her shirt, like ours.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. She does. This is funny. Okay. Tiffany and I didn't even notice this until a couple months ago, but I've got these pictures on these shelves because I got the shelves put up and everything, and then I got everything put up, or most everything. But I had some things that were tucked away, and so I was able to get things out that I wanted to. Tiffany and I went to Australia with mom in two different trips. Okay. She went one time with her on her own, and I went a time with her on my own. And each of those times we went to, or say we, yeah, anyway, we went to like a wildlife park where they had koala bears and stuff like that. And you get to
Oh.
hold a koala bear, okay? And that's
Oh.
what we wanted to do. So we each did that in our different trips. Well, now I didn't even notice it. I mean, I've had that picture for a long, long time, never had them sitting next to each other. When I did, we are wearing the same color blue top. Almost looks exactly the same. I mean, it's so funny. So now they're sitting next to each other, and they're, I don't know how many years apart they are, but it's just so funny how
Yeah.
the same vibration.
Same vibration.
Yep.
I like it. Very cool. All
So cool.
right, shall we bring her in for the big
Yeah, and
announcement?
then if you want, okay, you want to tell people what to do, say when we
I
start.
love to tell people what to do.
I know you love to do that.
Yeah. All right, you guys, if you would like us to answer some questions today, and I forgot to announce to you guys to come to over to my YouTube page to ask questions. I also didn't post it last week, but we can do that again if that worked for you guys. I can do a little post asking you to put your
Yeah, those of
questions
you that aren't
probably.
able to be here, because that was someone that started that was, they said it was
Yeah,
4 a.m. where they are.
it
It's
gets
like, we can't be there to
confusing.
ask questions.
Yeah, it got a little confusing. The questions need to pertain to the metaphysical hour, Julia and I. It
Yeah.
can't be questions to the channeling work that I do or and things like that. So please make it about the metaphysical hour and you can post them over there if you can't make it to the live show. And then I get those to Tiffany and then she can ask some of those. So when you watch it later, you can hear your question and it's kind of fun. But if you would like to ask a question right now live, please go to whatever you're watching it on, which is hopefully my YouTube page. And and by the way, I won last week, you guys. Thank you. Go over there, open up whatever, if you're watching it on Facebook, open it up in its full form. If you're watching it on YouTube, comment on YouTube. It will get to us, but put Tiffany in capital letters so she knows that you're asking a question. If you put Princess Tiffany or a bunch of emojis and things like that, it just jumps out at her and you're more likely to get your question asked. I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to get you guys to make up beautiful little names for Tiffany, but she doesn't pick those over the others. Anyway, I just want to do that. That would be great. Start thinking of some questions you would like Julia and I to tap into and just get our take on them, whatever it is. We would love to do that for you. And so beautiful Tiffany up in the fluffy clouds above. Where's everybody from?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
All right. So we have Florida, New York, Canada, California, Michigan, Maryland, UK, West Georgia, Aloha, Oregon. Is that a place?
Oh, okay. That's Well, we
interesting.
say aloha.
Aloha. Of course
Aloha,
you
okay.
would.
But it could be said aloha. I'll take
Well, they said
that.
Aloha from Aloha,
Aloha.
Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Michigan, some more Californias, Southern Georgia,
That's
Australia.
interesting. So we had a West Georgia and a Southern Georgia. I didn't realize Georgia was, I didn't know you guys did that way. It
We
must be a
have
Georgia
some
thing.
Texas,
Woohoo! Texas, yeah,
Kansas
Kansas.
City,
It's getting
some
close.
more Australia, Iowa, North Carolina, Delaware, Massachusetts, California, another Texas, the Philippines, Minnesota, Florida, Romania.
Wow. Oh, fun.
Let's see,
Everywhere.
Phoenix, Arkansas.
Okay.
Oh, Tracy, there's a question. What is your YouTube channel called so they can subscribe?
Yes, please go subscribe. I think you can find it by doing at Tracy Mahan with a TracieMahan. But it's actually, hold on, hold on. It's not taking me directly to my page. Okay, anyways, keep going.
Alberta, Washington State, Wales, some more Australia, Oregon, Cat and Jack, hello, Croatia, Alabama, Ohio,
Croatia. Is that the first time
Montana.
for Croatia?
New Zealand, I think so. Maine.
You guys here, look where you're from. Oh my gosh, they're
Chile.
everywhere. Chile? Oh my gosh, this is
Right.
amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I'm seeing also that there's quite a few Capricorns in here going through the Capricorn moon. It's the YouTube page is Octurian Daniel, channeled by Tracy Mahan. So that is where you will find. When I put the banner up, it's not up yet. There's an old one up. Don't put it on that one. I'll put a new one up for questions if you're not going to make it to the live broadcast. That way I can keep those separate from the old, because we asked the old ones last week. So yeah, then I forgot to announce to do it again. So it's all up to you guys listening live. You guys got to ask us some questions.
Listening live or listening where you're not here live. Want to have your question answered, or you want to have your question contemplated. How about that?
Yeah.
We'll do
I
our
think
best to answer it, but we're contemplating it.
we'll answer it. You may not like the answer. It may not be accurate, but we'll answer it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, exactly.
But what do we always say to you guys? Use your discernment. You
Yes.
know, our truth may not be your truth. So what we're
Exactly.
saying here, if it's not resonating, it's okay.
It's perfectly okay.
I think it's interesting to me when, you know, I'm putting something out there and somebody gets so mad about because it doesn't match what they think. It's like, that's okay. We don't have to match. It's all right. So
Well,
we
it
can still be
shakes
friends.
foundations. I mean, well, let's just talk about that. That's a good topic. Because I think this is good to know as we go out in the world. I mean, every day, and we're going into a whole new thing in the new year. So maybe pay more attention to how people receive information and how you react yourself to information or things that are done, that are said. Sometimes that, I mean, we might feel threatened. We might feel like our foundation is being shook. That's scary. You know, what I've done this all my life. This is a fact. This is a fact. And if somebody says, no, it's not, this is it, or whatever, that can shake your whole world. And
Yeah.
that, you know, and it's scary. It can scare you and everything. And so that's where you have to decide for yourself. But that's what we're going into. Nothing is set in stone. And we have to understand how malleable it is to be able to fluidly go forward. When we are stuck in mud or stuck in cement, even worse, how can that move? Do you see how we've got to flow? And like Tracy's saying, your truth isn't necessarily someone else's truth. We have to accept and allow others to be in their own truth.
I
And
am laughing
that's kind of
because I
challenging.
said they were going to have you give the message. And as you're giving it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about. I kid you not. I was. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you did have her do it. Okay.
It.
All right. It still got to you guys. It's still great.
Oh,
I love
wow.
it. Yeah. It is. It's such a powerful thing. It was about allowing every person their journey. Even if it doesn't look like yours, I do remember that in the thing now. So that's awesome. They always come through, don't they?
Always,
So
every bit,
even
yeah.
though my lips were moving and no sound was coming out in the video, we still got the message.
And that came in just real strong. All of a sudden, it's like, no, this is the time to talk about it. So, whatever it was, I don't know why. That's where we just go
I
with it.
think it's important because, it's been kind of a theme this week. There's been some new traffic coming through my channel, and of course that's then you get some comments that are kind of controversial, and it's like, why? Why does it matter? If you don't like it, move on, go listen to something else. Or, you know, I don't have to feel the same way you feel, and you don't have to feel the same way I feel. It's okay. And you know, it's just what it is. But I do think that that's a thing that we're going to run into a lot right now is we have this duality. We're in duality. We're in a third dimensional duality, complex designed experience. And so I think that's going to be part of evolving into 5D is we are going to have to allow each person their journey with that. And even if we don't like it, it doesn't look like ours. It doesn't look like they're getting anywhere with it. Whatever. That's our judgment. That's our stuff.
Yeah, you know, there's a saying, and I'm not sure how long ago it started, but it really does define this. Since we're you do you. I just love that because it's allowing, you know, you're gonna be you, I'm gonna be me. So do you. You know, it's okay. You don't have to live your life according to my rules, and I'm not going to live mine according to your rules. That's what that's saying. So you do you. And
Absolutely.
we'll all accept it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be?
Well, and when we let go of wanting to control that, and everybody gets to be whatever version of themselves they want to be without threatening another person, or, we let go of our judgments on that, that's when we become the one. That's when we can all work together. That's when it all starts to flow. So the faster we can get to that, the better. And look, Julia and I are one today.
We are. Okay, when you said the faster we can get there and something came in, it's like, yeah, but don't push yourself to do it like it. I gotta get there, gotta get there. It all happens. Like we didn't talk about this, we didn't think about it. I just at the last minute I was gonna go with a different top. And at the last minute, it's like it just said, no, go with this one. I don't know why. So now I do.
I had mine on all day, so I can't say that. But I do want to show you one of the things that's very valuable that was in my Christmas stocking. Have you guys ever had one of these where when you got a little
Back
itch in the
scratcher.
back, it's like, oh, is that the best? Anyway, just had to
Looks very
share.
fancy.
Yeah, it's telescopic, so I can get the little
That is
spot.
really cool. And then you can store it easily
Yeah.
on the go. Yeah, perfect.
Scratch my head when Julie
Can
is
I
listening.
borrow it? I gotta.
What would have been really cool is if you had one of these on your side and you
That
could have
would
just
have,
went
yeah, that would
right.
have, yep. We'll have to plan
We're going to do that to you guys one of these times where we're both sitting with the same objects on a desk and we'll hand them back and forth. And you guys can be entertained because that's what we do.
We entertain.
Oh my gosh, that's why you're here. That's why you love us. Should we see what the most beautiful one on high has in store for questions?
Let's see. Yes, let us.
Oh, I
Oh, was
thought
that a get?
maybe
Oh, were you summoning
I didn't summon you enough.
No, you sure didn't. It was a question, you form of a question. Didn't quite know.
Oh. Miss Darling Butterfly Beautiful
I'll just
Angelica.
cut you off. Why am I here? Has got it for you. Oh, glorious high pixie goddess Tiffany. So.
Okay. Hi, pixie goddess. I love
And I
it.
love the why am I here is the name. That's awesome.
Yeah. I thought this was a really good question that I'm sure I've struggled with in the past, or I have struggled with. Where is the line between self-care and keeping a high vibration of love for others? It can be hard not to feel selfish.
Okay. Line between self-care and a high regard for others. Is that what you said? I
A high
love.
vibration of love for others.
A vibration of love for others.
I think when you have that self-care, you
Yes,
create
you
that.
automatically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because when you're taking care of yourself, when I know when I'm taking care of myself, it's easier for me to just everyone else can be who they need to be. And yeah, I think it's easier for me to have that high vibrational outlook towards humanity in general when I'm in a good place. So,
I agree. And
yeah.
that's what was coming to me. It was just showing me, well, we're all one and there are reflections and we're all this. And so when you're taking care of you, it automatically takes care of them if you're helping them. So, and another thing that was coming in while you were talking was, remember, we're always setting examples. So we teach by example. So when you're taking care of you, you are showing love in that way by being an example of how to take care of yourself. Because that's probably one of the best things we can
True.
do for others is to allow them to love themselves. It's not our job to love everybody. It just will automatically happen as you love yourself and are really truly good to yourself.
And one of the fun things that's also a self-care thing that would be fun to do, especially since we're in this like transformative week between Christmas and New Year's, find five things you like about each person you're talking to and interacting with, other employees, whatever. Just find things you like about them, because anything you find that you like about another person is a mirror to you about yourself, what you love about
Absolutely.
yourself. So, yeah.
And when you do that, it just brings a different appreciation as well. One, it's reflecting back to yourself. It's like your appreciation, but also you're appreciating that other person because you are seeing those things, you know. So it's there's an appreciation point. I am really having trouble forming words. I can tell when I'm shifting back and forth. As soon as I shift to my brain, it goes wonk, or I'm not sure which one it is where I'm having the wonkiness. We'll have to see. Anyway, hopefully it'll get better.
Maybe. Or it's fun for the rest of us to watch it. So
Okay. Yeah.
however you do it,
I'll
be
figure it out.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I think. Self-care is loving yourself, reflects out to others,
Right.
and then you'll see that in them as well. So it'll be easier.
Does someone have a thing? Okay, well, I'm being reminded of when I first started needing to do like public speaking, and it was after mom passed, and I had, it's like now I was shifting into that role, and I was coming from the background of professional. I was a nurse and all these things, and I was like, I had to be professional. And so I had that in my mind. I've got to present, I've got to be professional. And the first times I started doing that, all this energy would come in, and all that would come out of my mouth was blah, blah, blah. It was like kind of like what I'm doing tonight. And I was like, what the heck? How can I do this? I've got to be professional. And they were telling me, just get over yourself. It's not about that. It's about being you. Be you. Be authentically you. And that's what people relate to. So I'm wondering if anyone is needing this, because apparently I am happy to demonstrate how this works. So and that's how it happens a lot of times, is we're just, we're tools.
Oh, we know it too well.
And since I was reminded of that, I think that's probably somebody's having that situation maybe. Just be you. Speak from your heart. Be you. This goes back to the self-love again. You don't have to put on anything for anybody else as far as airs or anything that you're not. Just be you. They love you. Okay? You're okay already. You're plenty.
Yes, put it
And
a little, those little hand emojis.
yeah. Yeah, you're the real you is who they love and who they will resonate with. Okay.
Love it. Okay.
Now maybe I'll be able to talk.
You know.
We'll see.
Hey, you're on it. You're on one of those. You're on a Mac, right? I think if you do this, it makes
No,
it
this
up,
is not a
right?
Mac. This is, yeah, it's a Mac. I don't know if it does it on this, it does it on the phone.
Did we try this the last time too? We're trying that. I got it to do it on my phone the other day, and it was so
Yeah, it
fun.
does it on my phone very easily, but not this isn't. I don't know if it does
Think it
on.
may be the platform too.
Oh,
True.
okay.
Yeah. Hey, since
Okay.
we're already there, Tiffany, do you have another question for us?
Oh, I'd love to share another question. This is from Juliet. Goddess Tiffany. Is it possible to heal childhood trauma that is changing my now timeline? As I heal childhood memories, I feel as though it is changing timelines throughout this current life.
Isn't that fun?
I think we talked about this with the once you view it, it changes everything. Yeah, we were just talking about that. Was that last week?
You were doing a follow-up, I think, last week.
Yeah, but yes. So that childhood trauma, as you're healing it, it doesn't just heal you now, It heals you then. It takes you even back before then and heals everything
Yeah.
in that timeline.
Yeah, and that shifts, yeah, exactly, because that's moving you to a different timeline where that
Yeah, so it
healed.
doesn't exist
It wasn't a
anymore.
situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you may be seeing your whole history shifting.
Yeah. Your memories of the past, and let me know if you guys have had this happen, but I've talked about before where a picture popped up that one of my family members put on social media, and I was like, well, that's a cute picture. And then I noticed I was in it, and I don't remember being there for that picture. And it's not like I was a little kid. I was an adult in the picture. So, not likely to forget that I'm in this picture. But anyways, those kind of things can happen. And more people are actually talking about that. And I'm noticing that showing up on social media platforms and people talking to me about it personally, that, there's in their timeline shifts. They feel like their families are talking about something they don't remember, or they're talking about something and the family doesn't remember. So you think you're going a little bit crazy, right? Because it's like, how come I can remember this and they can't? And how come I can remember this happening? I was just watching a gal talk about, oh, now I forget what her subject was, but she had remembered it happening like a year prior to it happening. And then it happened again, only this time she was in a different place. But all the comments that she was getting were the same. All the people and what they were doing was the same. She was just in a different location. And she was like, all of this already happened, only I was at home in bed with the blankets over me, blah, 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 So it's interesting. And then also, did you guys see that Joe Biden just made the bald eagle the legitimately made it the national bird or whatever for the United States? And it's
I
like,
thought it was already the national bird.
thank you. I went and looked that one up. He just did that. He just made
What
it
was
the
the
national.
bird? What was it?
Well, apparently it was the bald eagle, but nobody ever made it official or something. I don't know. So they're doing something weird with that too.
Then why is it the symbol of everything?
I don't know. That one's a little bit weird. I haven't dove
Hey,
into that
sure.
one.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on. Is this a Mandela effect thing? Because I know I was taught that in school. This is our
Too.
national bird.
Yeah, but it's the national bird for the United States. Yep. So something's going on with that too, where it's like, no, that already happened. And so of course, just like when I was saying the heart moved and all that, and you guys are like, no, it's always been there. It's like, yeah, on this timeline, it always has. So on the timeline we're on, apparently it was never officially made the national bird, and now it is.
Well, how
So
about that?
I think that's a little silly. I don't know. But little things like that, weird things that are like, no, that's already a thing. How is that happening now? Or what, however it is. There's a lot of things. If we pay attention, we're going to catch more and more of them as we keep pounding these timelines down and narrowing it down to the smaller few. We're going to be remembering way easier what the other ones had on them. So if that makes sense, like let's say you had 20 timelines and now you're narrowed it down and you want to narrow it down because, otherwise you're in all these denser timelines and you're down to like the higher five vibrational timelines and you're going to be able to remember things from those other timelines.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Like you said, that's why it needs to be narrowed down. I know that one time we were getting that as you were done, like as you're healing different things, if there's no more repurpose for those timelines, they will
Won't be
collapse, and
right.
that's why you no longer remember them. So
Yep.
yeah, they're
Yep.
done.
It was, what was it, October when I literally heard in my ear that timeline's complete. It's like, oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the things.
No, this is really cool because it's like these things have always been happening. It's just now we can be consciously aware of it and we can be part of it or privy to it. I don't know how much of a part of it. We're privy to it. We're privy to the knowledge. And Many times when we have that, then we feel like we can do things, we can manipulate, we can do things. I don't know that that's the purpose. I think it's just about being aware. Right now, it's being aware. Boy, they're really making that. I think I said that before too. And I was like, don't forget this step. That's like really important. So I think a lot of us are trying to push this, our growth. It's gonna happen. Don't worry about it. Just allow it to happen. Be aware. This is the step right now, is just to be aware.
Wonderful. I like these conversations. They make you think. Speaking of thinking, the most wise one with all the information and the most beautiful atmosphere of the up high and above princess energy.
Yep,
You
keep
don't
going,
need
keep going.
questions. Go.
How far can she go?
Follow up to last question for myself. That's every conversation with me and my mom. Just going to throw that out there.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that we were doing that while she was here, and we did memories. We're like, I remembered things that she didn't. She was remembering things that I didn't, and we're
Wow.
both like, where were we? Where, you know, which life were you in?
Yeah. And I
Mm-hmm.
don't remember anything. So if I remembered it, I know it's the gold truth.
That's right. This is gospel. I remembered, so therefore.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've done that a couple of times with you where I'd say, hey, this, and this. And you're like, no, it's not like that. And it's like, it used to be like that. And you're like, it's never been like that. Weird.
See, that may be why the beginning of the show, the message was about being fluid as we go forward. Because, see, if more things like this are happening, can you imagine the turmoil that we can have by
Oh,
getting,
yeah.
wait a minute, and we're stuck to our truth, and it's like, no, this is how it is. No, we've got to allow everyone to have their truth.
Right. And to be flexible during this time where things are wonky. Very true. Good point. Very nice.
No, they go full
She
circle.
unmuted. I'm waiting to see what she's going to say.
She's ready for it with another question.
Hi, Tracy. I'd like to share another question.
Oh, please do. Beautiful goddess in the sky.
I feel like you guys need to get a light. Yeah, like you just did, like a light bulb with somebody's head or, Okay, this is from Savannah. Oh, great Tiffany. New to this world, and I've dabbled into many things spiritual. How do I decide what topic to deep dive first for the best foundation?
Ooh, best foundation. Man, that brings me back. I mean, like, I don't know what you guys did, but I'm like, where did I start?
Yeah, it's like whatever you're attracted to. I'm telling you, you will not be led astray. Whatever
I
you're
think that's,
attracted to, and I love that you're here.
yay, start here.
Yeah, start here. Absolutely. Whatever you pull to, I know, like some, like we were in astrology,
Yeah,
tarot. I mean, those are a
I
lot
think
of,
you're right.
and you know, those are numerology.
And it
Those are
doesn't
things I
matter when
think,
you jump in. It's
no, I
like,
think those are gateway, aren't they?
yeah, just get a deck of cards and start playing with those. And but I think you're right though, because it's like when I'm teaching the channeling, it's like it doesn't matter what if you've ever done it or if you do it daily, there's something in this class for you. And if you're curious about it, then there's something there for you. So you're right. Go to what you're drawn to because you don't have to be a certain level to do anything. You are already that magical being that can do it all, and you're remembering how to do it. Everyone has all the clairs, everyone has all the gifts. If you see somebody out there with a special woo-woo gift, guess what? You can do it too. And they're special because they remembered how to do it, and you can be special and remember how to do it too. I don't want to take anything away from them for that gift and being able to use it and do it, but we all have that. So wherever, yeah, like you said,
Well, they're
Julie.
saying, why do you think they came across your path? Was to help you remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so go to what you're drawn to, whether it's little things or big things or both. You'll have fun with all of it.
And then just trust whatever starts happening, whatever comes to you, just trust it and go with it, allow it. Yeah.
The world's always talking to you. So if you want to play with that, go into angel numbers, go into power animals. Somebody in our group was posting her coffee looked like a penguin, you know, when they do the little thing with the cream and it makes a shape, it looked like a penguin. And I said, ooh, did you look that up? I mean, go look up power animal penguin. My coffee cream looks like a penguin. So I think it was Holly that posted that. Anyways, just those little signs, they're going to pop up
Yeah,
all
they're
around you,
everywhere.
and you can go look them up. That's the beauty of the internet right now, is you can even ask your phone
Yeah,
to look
back in
it up.
our day, we didn't have that.
No, we had to go home and get the book and remember to look it up if we had the book, or call the friend that had the book.
Right.
But yeah, now you can just talk to your phone and ask it to tell you. It will. But
It
yeah,
will.
that's exciting ways to play with it is, look at the numbers. Are you getting repeating numbers? Look at the repeating things that are coming into your life, and what's the message with that?
Yeah,
That's a
and
fun
thank
place.
you for following your guidance to get here. See, that's whatever brought you here. That's what we're talking about. Just keep going with it.
Very good. Keep inviting it too. That I know when I first got started, I was just asking for truth. Show me something from lead me to the truth, and then that's I end up here. So I'm gonna trust
Yeah, books
that's
fall off the
good.
shelves, shows just pop up, mom appears out of nowhere.
Oh,
A
heavenly
lot of that.
Dolores.
So if you get
It was
mom tapping
like
in, there's
everywhere.
yes. And mom is Dolores Cannon.
Yeah, it's funny, you guys, because when I'm doing a QHHT session, I'm like, well, how did you find QHHT and Dolores? Well, every time I turn my computer on, her face would pop up, and one of her videos would pop up, and then this would pop up, and that would pop up. Yeah. Somebody's posting in here, they get 1010. I'm like that. I'm just seeing a little glimpse of that
Yeah.
there. So, yeah, numbers like that. We're going to get them. It's fun.
Yeah, I've been getting 12-12 a lot lately.
Nice. Did you look it up?
I have not yet.
She
I
will.
will. It happened enough now that it's time to look it up.
There's some days that you just can't not see the numbers, and they're everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Have you had the 111? Oh wow, 222. Oh, I looked at two, and every time on the clock. All right. We want to get more questions in. We should probably ask the most beautiful one in the room. Most high, please bring us the next question.
This is from Claudia.
Claudia.
Dearest Tiffany, why did my husband hoot 3 times loudly in a deep sleep 3 minutes before he woke up? Was
Oh.
this a parallel life in dream state?
What a hoot.
Minutes before he woke up. You know, it's possible because you come back in, you're out, you're off roaming, your soul is, and it's out having fun. This is what came in immediately for me. So it's out having fun. It's doing its thing, okay? And then before it was time to wake up, we're pulled back in by the silver cord into the body and it's reconnecting. I wonder if that could have been something to do with that reconnection. It's like, oh, in the body or something. Everything's connecting back because it's 3 minutes before he woke up. That would be when all that's happening.
Interesting, yeah. And he's wanting to remember that he had a hoot. Or
Maybe. Or
that he was out.
it tickled him as he came back in.
That's so interesting. Well, I know Claudia is very intuitive, so Claudia, put in the chat what you think it was. Bet you have a pretty good guess too.
Wow, you're mean.
I'm not, I know Claudia. So,
But
yeah,
yes,
we'll
Chris,
put it to the
yes,
test.
Tracy is mean, so we'll just
Oh,
that's
well, yeah, there's that, but this is how you grow and expand.
exactly. Tracy loves to push people into their growth. But she was, this is one of her roles in this life.
One of my gifts to activate you, get you going, chewing it. I saw a couple more Oregon people pop in while I was listening to all of that too. So that was kind of cool. Love my Oregon, little Oregon peeps.
Cool. Your
Yeah.
Oregon clan.
I know. They're in the house.
Okay, Tiff.
What do
What
we got next?
do this one was not addressed to me, but I thought it was an interesting question. So this is from Kathy. How do I open my third eye? Do I need to detox?
That's really interesting because.
Yeah, but see that goes along with the we feel like we have to push it. See, that's along that line of what do I have to do? I have to do something to make this happen. Now these chakras are going to open. They open on their own. They do it. But you can visualize the chakras and the energy portals, and you can see as I'm talking about it, I'm feeling it up here. It's going. So it just happens. I know I used to do that, like the meditate, you visualize the chakra spinning and doing all these things and stuff. But what I got just now is it's gonna do it. Now, I know there's people that they do a lot of with balancing the chakras and stuff. Okay, I'm tapping. How important is that? Oh, it's all belief. It's all belief. Oh my gosh.
There it is. So here's what I'm going to tell you, and you got right to where I was going with it earlier when I was going to do my video that didn't have sound. I was trying to think of are there any questions people would want to know that I could just tap into? And one of the thoughts that popped in was should we do an exercise to clear the pineal gland? And they said, why would we do that? And I was like, well, because it gets blocked. And they say, or is that a belief? And so I didn't do it. And it's like, then we get asked that question. So now I understand why it popped in and you got right there to it. Yeah. So I believe mine is perfectly clear and that there is nothing there getting in the way of that communication.
Exactly. Your chakras, everything is exactly the way it is. And when you think it, it becomes it. See, we create with our thoughts. So what you think and what you believe is what is. That's your truth. That's how things are that way. If you want to buy somebody's, what was that saying? You're buying what they've got to sell. I know I'm not saying it right, but anyway, it's like, I mean, if that's what you want, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. That sometimes we need to go through these parts and lessons and everything in order to learn something different.
Well, and
It's
sometimes
perfectly
we
fine.
believe it has to be hard. We believe it
And it's
has to
going to be
be
hard. Yeah.
going to be hard, and I've got to spend all this time doing it, and there's going to be, it's going to be tricky, and I'm going to have to meditate 6 hours a day. And it's like, or you can set the intention and it's easy.
Or it happens automatically.
It's already done because
Exactly.
you
I know
already
that.
put it out there.
Yeah, I know the saying is somebody sold you a bill of goods. That's that saying. And so it's like if you want to buy it, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
You're
It's
going to have
just
that experience.
exactly.
Yeah, I like it. That's good. Do we have time for one more?
Oh, yeah. We can do it.
What do we know about entering the age of Aquarius from a metaphysical perspective?
What? You've addressed that before, so
Yeah.
you talk about
The age of Aquarius is putting us more in a mental body, and we're going to get more inventive, more creative. We're going to see a lot more of technology boosts and different ways of doing things.
Can you imagine more technology? Oh my gosh.
Maybe we could look at it like we are going to use our mental abilities to levitate, to reach higher frequencies, to pixelate, to do, vibrate our bodies
Well, I mean,
to new
I think
heights.
it's, I would imagine, I mean, anything you can imagine is
Anything.
probably up for grabs right now, but it's like, if you look at how much advancement has happened in the last 10, 20, 30 years, whatever, I mean,
Yeah,
50, oh my
in a
gosh,
short time.
very
Yeah.
short period of time. And then you're saying, okay, we're moving into this where it's more mental, more technology, faster. I don't think
More
we can.
art, more well, I mean, look at the AI stuff that's coming out. And I know that there's two sides to the AI stuff, but some of it is really helpful. And and it can build on that, but there's just a lot of things that we're not thinking of that would also be mental. It's like bringing ourselves into that creative mind and creating music and art and visual effects and going into holographic communication versus, already we're so spoiled with these video chats. I remember a time where that was so futuristic. That
And
was
that
like
wasn't that long ago. This really
the
started in
Jetsons.
2020.
Remember the Jetsons cartoon where they'd have this little, they'd turn on the little TV and the other person's there, and we'd be like, that'd be so cool.
Oh, I remember they're talking about that, and it's like, how would that work? And then they some about, well, can they smell this? They said, no, you won't be able to smell it. You're just watching them and stuff. And so it's like, because we had no idea of what this was. It was, and here we are doing it.
So that's just going to get even cooler, like transferring your awareness into a pixelated image in someone else's home so that it is like you're right there with them. That would be cool.
Well,
There's a lot
my
of things that,
understanding that is what's coming next.
we're going to be doing some pretty cool things. Go watch Star Trek and then imagine that being your new reality. So it's all coming. Healing our bodies through those frequencies. We're all learning how to do that now, even more than we had already been doing it.
I think what's going to help there is by doing these things, then we're able to see that we are not our body. We are something else. Because see, we can take this and we can project it here, we can project it there. And by doing that, when we as we pull detached to some degree from our body, then we can look at it more objectively. And then we know how to work with it. It's not, we don't take illness personally. It's like, oh, this is something that's going on, it's trying to deliver a message, whatever. We're trying to understand it, and we can apply it that way rather than something's wrong with me, I'm broken, and be all that way. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty incredible, I think. So we're going into some really cool stuff. And
Very cool.
So buckle up. Here we go. 2025, you guys. Next time we talk to you guys, it'll be 2025.
Will.
Woo!
Will. So exciting. Well,
I've been writing 2025 down already and it's been screwing me up. So I can't wait to
already
catch
been
up to
there.
the actual 2025. I'll probably start writing 2026 or something. But yeah.
Yeah, but let's remember, okay, remember, it's your creation. It's anything you want it to be. So rather than, is it possible? What if? What can, tell me what it's going to be. How about make it what you want it to be? It's all you're thinking and you're believing, and you are that person. You are the driving force for all of it in your life. So I love the vision board because that is what you're doing at that point. You're like, this is what I want to accomplish.
Yeah, nice way to full circle that. I want to do emoji hands again. Oh. All right, you guys. Anything QHHT, this QHHTofficial.com. You can find a practitioner, become a practitioner. We have a retreat coming up in May. Do you want to
May, yep.
throw that out there real quick?
Nashville, North Carolina, please come if you are so inclined, if it resonates with you to be with like-minded people, come. And all that's on the QHHTofficial.com website. Also, we do have our year-end sale going on. So if it has ever entered your mind to be a practitioner, now's a great time to be part of that.
Yeah.
Join us. So yeah,
And to come to the
QHHTofficial.
retreat, you do not have to be a practitioner.
No.
Just have a desire to come and have a
Yeah,
great time with
like-minded.
like-minded people. There's a lot of people there that aren't practitioners that just enjoy the company. So
And then we
definitely.
have our cruise coming up in June, and we'll be doing that. It's to Iceland and Greenland. So we'd love to have you with us. Tracy, Tiffany, Trina, Sharon, and I will all be on that cruise. So let's have fun.
Yeah. That's going to be a great time. Come check that out. You can find that at tracymayhem.com, and click on the Iceland link when you go to the website. It'd be awesome. All right. I think we did it. Did we make
I
it?
think so. Happy
We
New Year,
have enough.
everyone. We're so
Yay!
excited. Yes.
I
See you
know
next
we need some
time.
fireworks or something.
Oh, we do.
Bye,
Bye. Bye, Tiff. Thank
everyone.
you.